This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, with my co-host, Ganesh, my dog. And we're here to give you a tight 5-minute video podcast about how to create a tight 5-minute set. So first step in creating your 5-minute set, you want to open and close with your strongest jokes. There's a rule of thumb, whatever that phrase even means, there's a rule of thumb where you actually open with your second strongest and close with your strongest. Whichever way you do it, you just want to know you want to open with a laugh as quick as possible and end with a laugh as quick as possible. And in my opinion, you want to open with a joke you're most confident in that's going to give you that confidence, that's going to help you attack the stage, and most importantly, help the audience to get on your side that much faster. Because the sooner the audience is laughing, not only are they more confident in you, more importantly, you are more confident in you, and you are more confident in your ability to do this set to its fullest potential. A quote I heard from my interview with Alonzo Bowden was, he said, if you're afraid to say it, they're afraid to hear it. So that's a super crucial point to keep in mind when you're performing on stage. There's a lot of confidence when it comes into your delivery. But step one is opening with a confident joke that you know works to get the ball rolling in your tight 5-minute set. All right. Number two, we have 3 minutes left here-ish. 3 minutes-ish. Well, now less than three, Joel, because you're just staring at the countdown timer. Anyway, second up, you want to laugh every 20 seconds. That's a good metric to start with. 3 laughs per minute. 1 laugh every 20 seconds. Yes, my liberal arts degree taught me math. You can do more, of course, but 3 laughs per minute is a great baseline, a very attainable way to start tightening your set, going for 3 laughs per minute. Now, as you excel, you'll see headliners. Remember, Ralphie May would have 8, 10, 12 laughs per minute. You watch these just behemoth, that's not a fat joke, just behemoth headliners, the legends out there, they're hitting several laughs per minute over an hour time. But let's start small and incremental and sustainable. In your tight 5-minute set, go for a laugh every 20 seconds. And your opening joke, you want to get a laugh as quick as possible. 10 seconds, 15 seconds in, you want to get them as quick as possible. Third, transcribe your set. Write your joke completely out. This is going to help you in a few ways. It's going to help you to remember your jokes. It's going to help you to remember your set. But it's also going to add a visual to what your set actually looks like. And this is a little hack here. People say transcribe your set. Okay, and then what? Transcribe your set and then go back and bold and underline, annotate whatever you want, where your punchlines are, where you think your punchlines are. So now you have a visual representation of your set and how many laughs you're expecting to get. So now you can visually see, oh, there's a laugh at the top of this page and not another one till the bottom of this page. How can I get those laughs closer together? Or how can I add more laughs in between them? Fourth, rehearse. Rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. When I started out in comedy over 10 years ago, I would be rehearsing in the shower. I would be rehearsing on the way to the show. I would be rehearsing while doing dishes. I just burn it into my brain. And a great tip I like to do is also rehearse with distractions. Rehearse while multitasking, rehearse while driving and having loud music playing. Just because when you're on stage, you might get distracted, but if you've rehearsed with those distractions built in, you're going to be less likely to derail your set as you're rehearsing. And rehearsing is just performing your set, going through it like a script. Fifth and final, you got to do it on stage, kids. You have to do it on stage. Listen, there are so many different comedy resources out there for you to learn the craft. I mean, even our podcast alone, we have over 400 interviews with professional comedians. And even on this YouTube channel, you get a lot of quick tips. but you gotta do it on stage. At the end of the day, you can take the classes, you can take the workshops, which we all have as well, but at the end of the day, none of those will work unless you do. So you have to get on stage, you have to record your set, you have to review your set, and you have to put in that work. Comedy is a language you can only learn through the submersion of stage time. So now you know how to create a tight 5-minute set. Now you got to put it to work. If you'd like to continue this conversation, we have a free Facebook group where comics around the world are talking comedy and really helping each other in their daily grind, holding each other accountable. We also do a live writing club in there and so much more. So if you want to level up your comedy and really continue this conversation over in our free Facebook group, go into the description of this video, click join the Facebook group, and I'll see you there. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.